Lynn Harrison raises 10,000 pigs in northwestern Wisconsin. The Elk Mound farmer had to lay off one of only two employees because of dropping revenue.
Before the outbreak occurred, most producers were losing about $10 a head.
It's much higher now, as some people avoid pork, even though eating it cannot cause swine flu. To keep pigs healthy, farmers are restricting visitors.
That's probably the biggest threat that we face. Up in our area here around Elk Mound, there aren't a lot of pigs, so we face a higher risk from people.
Harrison, who is past president of the National Pork Board, says the highest risk may come from employees who travel.
Well, a lot of farms in the U.S. now use Mexican help, so if you have any knowledge that anybody that's connected with any of your workers has just been in Mexico, I would really restrict entry to those people. You know, it might inconvenience you in getting work done, but man, it could cost you a ton of money.
The Wisconsin Pork Association says farmers should prevent a worker who's traveled internationally from being around the animals. If that's not possible, the association recommends a high-grade surgical face mask be worn, along with gloves. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.